today. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome in. Thanks for being here. We so appreciate you joining us here on the broadcast. An exciting show lined up for you. We're going to be chatting right off the bat with not one, but two very special guests. Jack Higginbotham is standing by. He's the president of PRS Guitars and PRS Racing. He's also brought along a very special guest, a driver in the Grand Am series. We'll keep you in suspense on that. Also coming up in this hour, he's written a humorous book called Tires Optional, going back to being a teenager in the 1950s, Rick Reel will be with us. In hour number two of the broadcast, Bob Toth from Goodyear will be telling us about some of the new products from that company. Dick Messer, the former executive director of the Peterson Automotive Museum in Los Angeles, and a well-known car expert, collector, and all-around good guy, will be joining us in the second hour. Also coming up on many of these Auto World stations in hour number three, Dave Waterman, who is behind the Shell Super Rigs. We're going to have to find out more about that. And then my good friend, he is the saxophonist, founding member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and car guy extraordinaire Eltel Reed will be joining us to give us a little wrap-up. I was actually at the last Bob Seger show, which was in Grand Rapids, Michigan, a week ago Saturday night. So we'll talk a little bit about Alto's plans for the summer and look ahead to the fall. But right now, let's go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth first a gentleman who I've had the pleasure of interviewing many times over the years. One of my favorite guys. He's the president of PRS Guitars and PRS Racing, Jack Higginbotham. Welcome to the broadcast. How you doing, Jack?
Doing great today, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for asking. And we have a driver from the Grand Am series joining us on the line as well. It's my pleasure also to welcome to the airways of Auto World, Scott Pruitt. Scott, welcome to the broadcast.
It's great to be here, Bob.
Excellent. Jack, let's start with PRS and how it went from a guitar company into a racing company. This is something that started a little while back, but bring our listeners up to speed.
Well, we're still a guitar company, but we love racing. So with me, it was just a matter of having really two passions, great passions in my life, one for guitars and music and the building of instruments. And I love to race, and I've been around cars my life, and just finding a way to weave those two things together, really. So we've, you know, it's come a long way since we started with the Factory Corvette team in 2004. I've worked with NASCAR, and we've worked in our own grassroots racing with our cars and racing charities and that sort of thing. But now working with Grand Am has just taken it to the next level, and it's been awesome.
Excellent. Scott, of course, you're a well-known driver. You've been doing it for quite some time. Give us a little background. How did you get your start in racing? Did you always want to be a race car driver? And tell us what you're up to these days.
Well, it's been a lot of years. Started racing when I was 8 years old and been racing pretty much every year since then. Indy cars, NASCAR, sports cars, current reigning Rolex Grand Am champion, leading the championship as well this year. And it's been a lot of fun for me working with Jack and PRS Guitars, because one of the things you get for winning the race is this beautiful a PRS guitar, and with winning 9 races last year and 3 more races this year, I think we've kind of cornered the market on PRS guitars, and it's been incredible for me as well, because when you look at race cars and you see how they're put together and the work and effort and energy and how meticulous everything is, and then getting to know Jack as well as PRS and seeing that same effort and energy going into these wonderful guitars, I wouldn't have thought that, and I guess I probably never even considered that initially, and then being involved with them and seeing what they do and how they do it and being, and the proud recipient of quite a few of these guitars. It's been absolutely fantastic.
They're really cool guitars. There's no question about that, Scott. It sounds like you got enough to start not one band, but a couple of bands.
Well, unfortunately, my team owner, Chip Ganassi, they present them to the winning team owner. So, but I've been very proud that they've had a couple special guitars made for the achievement of some of the things we've been able to achieve. In fact, recently, because I have won the Rolex 24-hour of Daytona four times, my fourth time being this year overall and eight times total, they presented me with a special guitar for that. So it's even though we don't have that big number of guitars like my team owner, we certainly have ones that are just incredible and mean so much to me.
Excellent. Jack, in addition to your duties as president of PRS Guitars and all the wonderful stuff that you're doing supporting the Grand Am Series, you do a little racing yourself in a Porsche 944, and I know also you are renting a spec Miata. You love racing as well.
I do. I've raced for about 12 years now. And I've mostly run in Porsches, but I have a Lingenfelter Corvette that I track. Don't race it, but I have a lot of fun with it on track. And mostly Porsches, have a 930 Turbo, but we'll be renting Miata for a couple of races, running spec Miata this year, which is totally different for me, so I'm kind of looking forward to something new.
Excellent. Scott, we're all so familiar with your tremendous triumphs on the track, but I learned something about you that I wasn't aware of. I am a late bloomer, to say the least. I had my first child at an advanced age. She's now 8 months old. Her name is Lucy, middle name Grace, and Jack was very, very thoughtful to send us a PRS bib and some other goodies, and we got to get Jack photographs of that. But I didn't realize, Scott, that you and your wife have written some children's books along the way. Tell us about that.
Yes, we have. We've actually written four children's books, and all based around racing, obviously. You know, full color illustrations and everything very authentic. We have 12 little race cars, 12 more little race cars, Rookie Racer, and Racing Through the Alphabet, which was our last one. And it's just been an incredible thing that my wife and I have done, and the people around racing have so much enjoyed that. And it sounds like we need to get some head in your way as well. and it's been so much fun. I mean, because people just come up to me all the time, and we were just racing at Watkins Glen yesterday. We did the 6 hour up there where we finished second, and I must have saw 20 to 30 books, just people coming up.
That's great.
And the kids with them and having them sign the books. And then I also have a vineyard and winery as well. So we got something for the kids and something for the adults. I think we got the bases pretty well covered.
Very good. And I understand you made a 100th anniversary Indy 500 wine. What did you sneak a little ethanol in it, or what did you do?
Well, because of my relationship with the Speedway, we were able to put together a licensing agreement. Because this is historic. I mean, this is the 100th running of the greatest race in the world, and to be a part of it on any level. I was so fortunate to be Rookie of the Year there in '89, and have just so many great races there, and to be involved with the Speedway like that, and have a Pruitt Vineyard wine with the 100th anniversary crest on it. Sales have been going strong. PruittVineyard.com is where we've been selling it through, I did this just more out of the passion for doing it and my love of the racing and certainly my desire and dedication to the wine side now. But it's just been even better than what I could have imagined.
Well, that's great. Where's your vineyard located, Scott?
We are in California. We're about an hour out of Napa. So I get a lot of my guidance from some incredible winemakers there. I do all the winemaking myself and bottling and labeling and so on. My passion is that side of it. And instead of just putting my name on the label, I'm doing the work.
Excellent. When we come back from this break, we're going to continue our conversation with our dynamic duo here, Scott Pruitt and Jack Higginbotham from PRS Racing, PRS Guitars. We'll talk lots more racing, and don't hesitate to give us a call. This is Auto World. on The Long Drive. What's Ford doing in the hybrid realm? The Long Drive is brought to you by LifeShield.
So is it too late to talk to the kids?
Say goodnight? Yeah, they're already asleep.
I really miss you guys.
Well, then you should tell your boss no more business trips.
Yeah, right. That'll go over well. Anyway,
I just heard a noise downstairs.
What?
Oh, my God, someone's in the house.
Call 911 and don't move.
But they're already in the house.
Don't put your home and your family at risk. Call LifeShield Home Security today. 877-404-7453. Get the best protection at the best price. It's 65% less expensive than ADT or Broadview. And with three layers of backup protection, LifeShield's wireless system stays on during power outages if your internet goes down, even if your phone lines are cut.
I have to get the kids.
Just wait for the police.
And right now, get 30 days of free home security with LifeShield's risk-free trial. Call 877-404-7453. Protect your home and family now. Call 877-404-7453 or visit trylifeshield.com for more. Call 877-404-7453 now.
There's lots of confusion out there. The difference between a hybrid vehicle, a partial hybrid vehicle, an electric car. Well, let's find out more from Sharif Markabee, Ford's Director of Electric Vehicle Projects.
We've had hybrid electric vehicles, which is what HEV stands for. And we launched last year the second generation, which is the Ford Fusion Hybrid. And the hybrid electric vehicle, which we call them full hybrid, which is, runs on high voltage, about usually over 350 volts battery. What it is, it's a combination of the traditional powertrain with a gas engine, and then it's supplemented with electric power from the battery.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Leggetts with seven?
We so
days.
Appreciate you joining us each and every week at this time. My name is Bob Long, along with two dynamic guests. Jack Higginbotham is with us, president of PRS Guitars, also president of PRS Racing. You can check out the new website, prsracing.net. Scott Pruitt, we all know his name, Grand Am racer extraordinaire, and he's raced in so many different series in his career. He is also joining us, and Let's talk a little bit about some of the charity stuff that you're doing. Jack, you've got this wonderful Laps for Life organization, and you've got a big event coming up on June 18th.
Sure do. So the way that started was PRS Guitars has done a lot of fundraising over the years with Johns Hopkins Kimmel Cancer Center, and we have concerts in the fall and a golf tournament. We've done that for probably 10 or 11 years now. And several years ago, we decided that we would start a charity that is basically modeled off Relay for Life, but it's in race cars. So the guys that I race with will get sponsors and pledges for X amount of dollars per lap. And the proceeds have typically gone to Johns Hopkins. This year, we're supporting a local man, local in my neighborhood, whose name's Ken Wood, who, if you go to our website, prsracing.net, you'll be able to read a little bit about him. But he is single-handedly, he's a well driller. He drilled the well at my house, but he also felt compelled to go to Africa, to Ghana, with a well drilling rig. And he has put in over 600 wells and brought fresh water to hundreds of thousands of some of the most poverty-stricken people in the world. And so just through this one man has just saved so many lives. And so we felt it was appropriate and good to take our charity this year and send the proceeds to Ken.
That's fantastic. And you can also check out on prsracing.net some other cool things that Jack's doing on the racing side of the fence, including not only making these beautiful guitars, but you've got something new, these PRS Pride stickers. They're logos that are on actual cars. Tell us about that.
That's right. So when you win a race inside of Grand Am, you get a little sticker. It's about a 3.5-4-inch tall PRS guitar, and it goes on your car in a rear window type of a situation, or on a DP car on the rear cowling, and it just identifies that car as a race winner in the season. And several cars have also decided to run the PRS logo on the car themselves. And those teams, if you go to prsracing.net, you'll see teams, and just click on that. And I think at this point there's 8 or 9 teams that are running our logos, both in DP and in the GT class. And just how we are working with those teams, and you know some of the goings on that we have with those guys, and also you'll see if you go into the news section, you'll see Mr. Pruitt, who is on there, and the guitar that he was just speaking of, we built him a custom 24, thinking that was appropriate for the 24 hours, so a 24 fret guitar in a blue that matches his suit, matches his race car, and some special writing on the back commemorating the fact that he's won that Rolex 24 four times now.
Amazing.
So, all things racing end up on that website.
That's great. Scott, let's talk a little bit about that victory. A 24-hour race, I imagine, is always a challenge. What are some of the more difficult aspects of a 24-hour event compared to a 12-hour event?
It's, you know, the 24-hour event is, and the fact that it's at Daytona. I've competed at Daytona and won, and raced in Le Mans and won. And, in fact, I'll be working for the Speed broadcast team next weekend out of Charlotte, and we'll be covering that Le Mans race from France, another 24-hour event. There's so much that goes into it, and most of it is preparation. We literally take about 4 weeks off at the end of the season. End of our season is mid-September. The guys come back mid-October, and we're back to work just prepping for the 24, which is in January. The Ganassi guys are absolutely fantastic in what they do and how they do it. And within, under our umbrella with, you know, the Grand Am team, we have four IndyCar teams, two NASCAR teams, and the achievement that we had last year with winning the Daytona 500, the Indy 500, the Brickyard 400, the IndyCar Championship, and our championship was just unbelievable. So it's that race for us is our Indy 500. And when they have off, this is what we did in the race. Having a 1-2 finish with the team car, having a with five different cars record at the end of 24 hours was truly unbelievable. So it's been a lot of fun for me, and it's just been an incredible run we've been having, and come back and win the short race at a shorter race at 2 hours 45 at Miami, and then as well as at Barber. So just a great start to the season, and things are going great. And unfortunately, I might lose you guys here. I'm getting into a bad cell zone. I'm just on my way home. But if you're looking for any more information on the books or the wine or just myself, then go to scottpruitt.com. And again, it's just been so incredible for me, and so much fun. I just put the PRS guitar logo on my helmet, as of last race, actually 2 races ago at Lime Rock, where we had the fastest car and unfortunately had a little incident at the start, so we weren't able to capitalize on a win, as well as, our 6-hour event, which was a 6-hour last weekend. We were going for 4 in a row. We had won that race, 3 years previous, and we're going for another record of 4. And unfortunately finished second. So it's just been, incredible for me being involved with the team and now getting that coveted PRS guitar after every victory.
Excellent. Well, Scott, we don't want to lose you, so we'll make a schedule to have you back with us down the road. But we thank you so much for your time here today and appreciate all the great work that you're doing on the track and off the track with your vineyard and writing children's books with your wife.
Well, I appreciate that. And, Jack, you have yourself a good afternoon and always good seeing you. And thanks so much for having me on the program. Really enjoyed it. And just give me a holler anytime. Always glad to talk racing.
Excellent. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Jack, Scott.
Jack, let's talk a little bit more about PRS and what's going on with the racing side of the fence. So this is exciting, being involved with Grand Am. As you pointed out, you started with the Corvettes back in 2004 and were involved with NASCAR. But kind of a good transition, I think, getting into the Grand Am series because – you know, I like the road racing myself, and I think it's really cool that you're involved with that.
Well, to me, I think what Grand Am is doing is about the highest level of road racing, professional road racing in the United States, and to be able to be a part of that, it's an honor to be involved in it, and actually to be working with Grand Am as closely as we are. It truly is. I feel like I'm a part of Grand Am at this point. And the guys and the gals that are in the marketing side, particularly of that organization, are just wonderful, wonderful people to work with. And we've been able to get very creative, and both of us move very fast. So they'll have an idea, and I can respond to that idea fairly quickly. And I think it's been good for the series, and it's been a lot of fun, I think, for the teams.
Oh, absolutely. And definitely a win-win for everybody. Stay with us, Jack. When we come back on the other side, we'll wrap up with you and we'll get ready to talk to an author who's got a funny book out there, Tires Optional. You're listening to Auto World all across North America. Don't go away.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last last for thousands of gallons. Aquarain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an Aquarain.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here today. We're having lots of fun. We've got an author standing by with a very cool book, but we're talking right now with Jack Higginbotham. He is a president of PRS Guitars and also president of PRS Racing. You can check out the racing website at prsracing.net. Jack, let's talk a little bit of music here. PRS is involved with lots of great recording artists, and I know you guys really take pride in quality. A little bit earlier today, you were telling me about a process that you go through just to do some spot quality checks. Tell our listeners about that.
Okay, so basically every Friday morning, first thing we do is Paul Smith and myself, a couple of engineers, and a couple of production guys get in a room, and we randomly select five or six guitars out of our inventory and go in, and we'll just open them up. And everybody has a pad of paper, and without talking to each other, we just go from the top of the headstock to the bottom of the body and write a list of everything that we can find that we feel can be improved upon. And as I was saying earlier, I do believe about 95-96% of these things are things that typically a customer isn't ever going to notice. But our mantra, if you will, has always been to try to bring the finest instrument that we know how to make into the market. Whether that's a guitar that's manufactured in Korea under license with our SE line, and you can get one of these for $500-$700, or a $25,000 private stock that we're building, we have the same goal in mind, and that is to try to build a quality instrument that the customer is going to be satisfied with and want to keep forever.
How long does it take to build one of those custom $25,000 units? I would imagine it's probably a very lengthy process.
It is. Just drying the wood alone can literally be months. To get wood seasoned to the point to where, you know, it's going to make a resonant instrument and a stable instrument can take 3-4 months. So, you know, to inside the manufacturing process, generally speaking, it's about a 12-week process. The drying can take months in advance of that.
Very cool. Are there any specific recording artists? I know sometimes they privately don't like this information given out publicly, but do you work with any folks that you'd like to mention?
Oh, sure. Well, we have amazing relationships with an awful lot of artists. And, you know, you always find yourself in a bind when you know, you're going to exclude somebody because I could talk for 3 hours and just rattle names off. But some of the artists that we've done a lot with here recently, we've done Carlos Santana. We have a very long relationship with Carlos. We just did we're working on an in-depth, kind of a multifaceted behind-the-scenes video series that we're doing with Carlos.
Great.
Which will be on our website soon. Warren Haynes with the Allman Brothers, Derek Trucks, Mark Tremonti with Alter Bridge, Miles Kennedy. You know, the list just kind of goes on. And truly, I feel like I'm, you know,
yep.
There's so many people I could mention.
Perfectly understandable. Remind all our listeners about the Laps for Life and the big charity event coming up on June 18th. Is there a way for folks around the country to get involved with that?
Absolutely. If you go to prsracing.net, you'll see Laps for Life up on the top banner. Click on that, and you can make a general contribution to Ken Wood's efforts, or you can click a driver. I'm in there. My son's in there. You can click a driver and make a donation or a pledge per lap in that way, too, and the proceeds will go to Kenny.
Excellent. Well, you're always one of my favorite interviews, Jack. We got to make this a regular gig, and we so much appreciate your support of the motorsports world, and keep on making those beautiful and incredible sounding guitars.
Thank you, Bob, and enjoy your daughter, and send me some pictures, and anytime you want me on the air, I'm happy to do it.
All right. Thank you so much, my friend. We switch gears a little bit right now. We're going to go down to the great state of Connecticut and bring in the author of a brand new book called Tires Optional, and to welcome Rick Reel to Auto World. Hey there, Rick. How you doing?
I'm good, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. I'm from the New England area myself. I grew up and still live in suburban Boston, so very interesting book that you've come up with. You were talking to me a little bit earlier today, and you said a lot of folks came up to you over the years and said you should write a book, and I agree with them because you have some amazing stories to tell. For some of our younger listeners, just to remind them, the average cost of a new car today is $30,000, and I can tell you that, you know, just maintenance on a lot of new cars can run you $1,000 a service visit. But when you go back into the 1950s and early 60s, when you were a teenager, you were actually purchasing cars for some real, real small amounts of money. Tell our listeners a little bit about some of those purchases.
Well, I had no money. everything was seat of your pants, so you scrounged around for the best deals you could get, and most of my cars were in the $10 to $20 range, and a lot of them were pretty good. Even at that,
amazing $10 to $20. I mean, just saying that makes me smile. You know, nowadays when you're paying $4 plus per gallon for a fill up of gasoline per gallon, that's remarkable. I know. How much was a price of gas back in the middle 50s? What's the lowest price that you remember paying?
There were a few gas wars back then, and I can remember buying gas for $15.09. Went from Connecticut to Cape Cod, the tip of Cape Cod, which I think was over 200 miles. A dollar's worth of gas.
Oh boy, we certainly have come a long way from those days, and you have lots of fond memories of many classic cars. Tell us about the first time that you saw the two-seater Thunderbird, the famous two-seater Thunderbird, and what were the feelings that you had at that point?
It was incredible. The car was low to start with in comparison with anything else, except perhaps the Corvette that had come out the year before. But they made so few of those. I think they only made like 300 of those the first year, so you never really saw one. It was a Friday evening, and I was walking downtown, as was normal back then, and sidewalk was probably 8 or 10 inches above the road, and there was this 55 black Thunderbird that it seemed like the roof was no higher than my waist. All right, and I thought this was absolutely the most beautiful thing I ever saw in my life.
That's great. And another car that was very close to your heart was the Buick Roadmaster and also the Buick Wildcat convertibles. Tell us about both of those cars.
Well, the Wildcat was a friend of mine's car that I purchased after he had owned it for about 30 years. It was a 66 Wildcat convertible with a big engine. And it was dark green and a white top, and it was the most beautiful car, I think, in the city at the time. And I always loved it. I had a chance to buy it, and I did. But another car that I toured Canada with on my honeymoon was a 1957 Super convertible. And the Super was the same body as the Buick. It's not quite as luxurious, but absolutely incredible car that I think it would do an honest 130 miles an hour once it got rolling in relative safety. And I paid $25 for the car. And 3 years ago, one just like it, granted, restored, sold at auction in Branson, Missouri for $195,000.
Now that's appreciation. Wow. We'll take a pit stop, then more with author Rick Reel. Tires Optional is the book. Don't go away.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers,
investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Rick Briel is with us. He is the author of a very humorous new book. It's called Tires Optional, and we'll challenge your Auto World listeners. How much did you pay for your first car? How much was it? Give us a call at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We're going back into the 1950s and early 1960s. For example, in 1963, Rick was unable to sell his 1955 Buick for an inflated asking price of $25. If you've ever purchased a vehicle in this price range, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Rick, tell us about that 55 Buick and the adventures that happened after you didn't sell it.
Well, it's a car that my father had bought new and had gone through my brother and me, and at this point, after 8 years, it was well used, and being in the Northeast, it was rotted. But I tried to sell it. I couldn't sell it. Well, a man offered me 15, and I said, okay, I'll take the radio. And he said, no. And I said, forget it. You won't take it then. So I proceeded to restore it, and the restoration consisted of a battery and two tires and a wrong brake job that I did backwards. Anyway, we set out for California. We were supposed to be going to Cape Cod, like 200 miles away. and I went to California instead on a speed run. One of the guys that was with me, he's on the cover of the book with me, and he's arguably right now the world's leading expert on long-range nuclear missiles. And that trip that we took, I think, was in that junk Buick, was his first introduction to a missile. And we made it in record time and not good roads. 58 hours one way, 3,000 miles, but probably 10 of those hours could have been eliminated by, you know, we got lost in St. Louis, we had a couple of speeding tickets, we had an oil change, went to church. It was the first gumball rally is what it was.
Absolutely. And you had to actually go into the police station at 3 a.m. and pay some fines. So that must have been definitely something that held you up. But what an amazing run through.
Oh, yeah, because we had no money. I mean, it was like I had $41 and the fine was $34.
Oh, wow.
So the entire trip, we didn't have, I think we had about $330 between the three of us. And we were gone 8 days. The day we got back, the missile guy's younger sister is in the front yard waiting to run up and tell us that Mom and Dad knew you went to California instead of Cape Cod because the Arizona police called today. Because it was a speeding ticket.
Oh, that is funny. Very cool.
There's some funny stuff in this book. It's humorous. It's nostalgic. It's car-related. It's light. And it's a departure from today's rush-rush society.
Absolutely. I mean, there are lots of things wrong with today's society. You call it the throwaway society, which is very, very true. And you bring back lots of great memories here for folks. And I understand the response to the book has been great. It's published by Outskirts Press. And you can also, I would imagine, get it at all the big retailers. Can you get electronic versions of it as well?
Yes, yes. It's an e-book and a Kindle version. And it's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Outskirts Press, which actually gives you a discount and even a great discount if you buy 10 or more. And I had a friend ask me for 15 of them yesterday because he says he loves it and it's going to be a great stocking stuffer. So that's the deal.
Excellent. Tell us another one of your adventures there as a young guy. Besides driving 3,000 miles in 54 hours, I imagine you had lots of other great adventures that are told in the book.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You really got to read them. But one in particular, I had a 1931 Chevrolet pickup, and you couldn't buy tires back then. And if you got them, they were old and dry-rotted and didn't hold air very long. So one Friday night, cruising around looking for females, as was normal. I had a couple of flats, and I just kept going. And finally, they just shredded and ripped off and ripped one of the fenders off with it. And the word heap was a compliment at that point for this truck. And so I'm going home, and it was sparking away, and I'm trying to make it up the hill and couldn't. So I had to go the long, long way around, and I come on an intersection, and there's a glow, and I said, well, I've got a head of steam up here, which was about 30 miles an hour. I can't stop. I don't think there's any cops there. And there's five cruisers parked there as I went by. So I'm going by, and the gumball, you know, lights up, and so I pull over, and policeman gets out with his hand on his gun and flashlight, and he comes over, and he shines it on my face, and he says, oh, no, real. You can't drive with no tires. You've got to have rubber on the road. And I don't care if they're flat. So I had a couple of tires in the back that had, you know, didn't have any air in them, but I changed the wheels, got tires on. He followed me home, and there's several tire stories in the book that are comical, and that's, I thought of the name, and I said, you know what? This is a good name. It's catchy, and it relates to several instances that I had.
So tires optional definitely fits the bill there with that story. So you've got a number of tire escapades in the book, huh?
Correct.
That's great. Wow. Well,
one of them, Bob, if you got a second.
Yeah, sure.
One of them, I had my wife's car one evening, and I had a flat tire a few weeks earlier, and the car was only 2 years old, but I never got the flat fixed. I changed the tire, put the spare on, and I was driving home one night after a weekly card game, which I was with a friend, and I had a flat. And so I pulled over, knowing that I didn't have a spare, and I flagged down another player that was behind us, got a ride home, went back the next day to get the car, and it wasn't there. So I called the police, and they said, oh, yeah, we know about that. It got hit, and it's at this garage. So I went there, and the car was totally, totally demolished. There's a picture of it in the book. And the policeman said, yeah, it got hit at 2 a.m., and it got hit right where I would have been changing the tire.
Oh,
and
no.
And we left. I remember looking at my clock, and we left that car at 1:54.
Oh, wow.
Before it got hit. So you know, when your number's up, your number's up. Several of the people that have read the book commented, I just want to know how you still survive. All these things. And my wife does, too.
I understand. You've been married for, is it 50 years or so, Rick?
Well, I've been with her for 50 years, and we've only been married for 44.
That's great. Well, I'm sure she's got lots of stories that probably helped you write the book as well.
Got some stories, but there's a lot of stories in the book that she said, I never heard this. I never knew you did that. Oh, my gosh.
Excellent. So remind us once again the publisher's name and the best places to pick up copies of Tires Optional.
I don't know if the bookstores are carrying it at this point. It's just released about a month and a half ago. But Barnes & Noble and Amazon are carrying it, and the folks that I dealt with, their company is called Outskirts Press. And if you go to their website and their bookstore, you can buy it at a discount. And you can get it paperback or an ebook or a Kindle version.
Very good. Very good. Is this going to be it, or do you have another book in you?
Well, I think I got about 10 more in me, so I don't know. This was a fluke, and there was no plan. And I sat on the plane, and I said, where do I start? And I said, I might as well go back to as far as I can remember. So I was 3 years old, and it went from there. And I had about 5 pages done, and I said, this is an introduction. And for the middle of the book, I'll just take each car alphabetically. And when I say Buicks, I remember 10 or 12 Buicks, and each one has a story, and Chevys and Caddies and Dodges all the way down the line. And the last chapter is about a 1941 Packard that we own.
Oh, that's great. Well, Rick, we'll have to do this again, but thank you so much for your time here today.
Thank you, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for being here.
Seems I always end up driving by.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.